Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Got a fun Tuesday show for you here. As you know, on the old program, we're right around 1,700 episodes, 1,800 episodes total on Drinking Bros, but it's mandatory that we have at least one black guest on a month.
Hilarious.
Boom. Preacher Lawson, welcome to Drinking Bros.
Good to see you. Wait, I am black.
Thank God you made it.
Who decides if he's black or not?
The publicist. Yeah, it's not Joe Biden. Our publicist does, okay? Because Joe Biden's got his own set of standards for black people.
Yeah, but our publicist is an Orthodox Jewish dude from New Jersey. Is he qualified to do that?
I'm not sure what he's doing, right? Is he protesting right now, or is he on holiday?
Digging tunnels, I think.
Okay, yeah, in New York City. Yeah, they just found him out of the tunnel. And true to form, Preacher, every black guest we have on is late. You were late as well.
I thought it was a schedule at 12:48. That's what I thought. That wasn't it. That was my email. Maybe someone sent me the wrong email. I want to blame my manager, who is now fired. I just fired them.
Okay.
No, they're not fired. But yeah, it was a confusion. My bad. I'm here though.
You are here.
I'm just trying to be true to myself.
But every black guest we have is late.
Is that true? That's true. I'm telling you, bro, I'm not like every other black. I mean, this sounds weird.
No, that's exactly what a black dude would say.
I'm different from other black people. Black people do, they're late. It's not a myth.
Time is a social construct. Everybody knows
exactly,
that.
But it's not real.
It's
not real. It's like subjective.
Because we're doing a gig with Black Kevin. What is it next month?
His name is Black Kevin.
Yeah,
The rough part is that there's no white Kevin, right?
Yeah, so but we don't even have a white one to compare him to.
We met him as Black Kevin though, so I can't take responsibility.
Why did y'all call it?
That's how he was introduced. That's how he introduced himself.
He'll look you right in the eyes and say, "Hi, Black Kevin.
I'm Black Kevin." I don't even know his last name, which is weird. Maybe
his last name's Kevin.
Might be.
First name's Black.
But he was late on what was it, the Black History Month episode we did?
Yeah, that was kind of on the nose.
It was. We did one better. We started the show and then let him walk in the middle of it. He was about 18 minutes late to that.
But he's half Mexican, so it turns out he was like mowing the lawn.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's
like, he's like, "I thought I was supposed to when I showed up." Like, "No, dude, were you..." Just come inside.
Y'all don't even warm up. Y'all just go.
Oh, we go hard right away.
Yeah.
Because we had a Chinese guy that's super on time, and he was just like, "I don't understand." Because I listened to the Black Kevin episode. I don't understand why he was late. I was building a fucking railroad all morning. And then I knew. I was like, okay, great.
I mean, it wasn't out of Hot Wheels tracks, but still, right?
It was still the same
thing. You got to do something to keep your culture alive.
I think so, too.
That was Hans Preacher. Kim, right?
Yeah,
Hans Kim. It was Hans Kim. Hans Kim was super on time.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Dude, I built railroads all fucking morning."
I know Hans Kim.
Yeah.
He talks a lot of shit. That dude's funny.
He's great.
He does, man. He doesn't have a filter.
He's great. And so are you, man. I see you everywhere. Just in the last month, I think I saw you on Whitney Cummings.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She was. Did she let you talk at all?
Yeah, she let me talk a little bit. Okay. You know, she's great.
Just making sure. I know Whitney.
Because she just interrupts a little bit.
She isn't even a guest on that show.
Yeah. She said that was her number one complaint on YouTube, is the comments say you interrupt too much. But yeah, she was awesome. She's rich.
She's very rich. Very Two Broke rich. Girls. Our homie Jonathan Kite, who's always on the show, is on Two Broke Girls too.
Yeah.
You get that one series and you're good to go. Unfortunately, they just don't make them anymore, and that's the tough part. However, I was talking about this on Ross Patterson Revolution earlier this morning. Jerry Seinfeld's directing a new movie that's out on Netflix on May 3rd. He said, you know, stand-up comedy has never been better and paid higher and all that other stuff.
Wait, he's got a live comedy show?
No,
or a script movie.
About Pop-Tarts,
movie,
right?
Yeah, it's about Pop-Tarts.
About Pop-Tarts. He loves Pop-Tarts. He did a bit about Pop-Tarts, you know, early on.
So he plays the guy who invented Pop-Tarts.
Oh, Dave Pop-Tart?
I think it's John Pop-Tart.
Oh, is it John?
Pop-Tart is the actual name.
Yeah, 1975.
I believe the movie, Bob, what was it called? Frosted?
That could also be the name of the porn version of that movie.
Sure can. You don't have to change it.
This is Jerry Bukakied.
Yep. And that's all it is.
Frosted face instead of frosted flakes.
Oh, but go great. Back right? to the 17-year-old he was dating. Like, that was the fun one.
Well, how old was he?
He was 39 at the time.
Look, you know.
What was the Fetty Wap beginning?
Yeah, baby.
No, 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 no. There was, to a, there, every was goddamn a, there was a number.
1738. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah.
And I that's so she was 17, yeah. he was 38.
Oh, Seinfeld was.
Yeah, and Bob, is that why he said it in the song?
Yeah, Fetty Wap, big Seinfeld
yeah.
fan.
Yeah. Huge Seinfeld fan. It was a major inspiration for his song.
Actually, okay. 1738.
That's Wale. Wale, hey. Big Seinfeld fan.
Yeah. But that's where he was at that point. And then he said, you know, stand-up is at a zenith right now. And if you're a stand-up comedian, you're making a shit ton of money. If you're good, you're touring and everybody wants to see live stand-up. And that's true, especially in your case. Again, we talked about where you were. You were just on Jimmy Fallon as well.
Yeah, Jimmy's great, man.
Yeah. Yeah, how was that?
It was really cool, man. You know, like, I going on a TV show is always kind of, you know, weird because, you know, it's a TV show, so you're not doing your jokes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're doing your jokes, but you kind of got to make it for TV. But, you know, that was cool, man. It's always nice. It's always nice being on TV, and he's always nice. He met my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, my mom was hyped.
How? What's the set time for something like that? 8 minutes?
5.
Ooh, shit.
You got to be 5. You can't do 4:30. You can't do 5:30. You got to do 5 minutes.
God damn, dude. Yeah, how do you chop it down to 5?
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. I just did Kill Tony yesterday. I did like a minute spot. So it's like, it's always weird doing like there's benefits to that. The weird part is you got to do a minute, but then you can say whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So then it's like Jimmy Fallon, you get 5 minutes. But you kind of got to say within this. But yeah, I mean, it's cool, man. I've been doing that a lot. So yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, you're everywhere. And I know you got your start on a reality show.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, dude.
That was my big boost. I had a bunch of stuff before that didn't matter. Is that a knife?
Sure yeah. is.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, so Dan's a veteran, by the way. Yeah. So there's guns guns. Knives and then just kind of drugs everywhere.
Well, it's hidden. Funny. I saw this meme the other day, and it was
there
like
his guns.
Yeah,
there yeah, is. That's right. Yeah, they're not growing. I saw this meme the other day, and it was something like the doctor was like, "Do you keep guns in your home?" He's like, "Doc, I've got guns in your office."
That's hilarious.
Right,
and they're on me.
Yeah,
they're on
well,
me
some
this
of them.
Time.
One of them's loose.
Yeah, the fun part, preacher. See that guitar case behind you?
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't a guitar, friend.
Why would you put a gun in a guitar case?
Well, if you saw how impressive
it
is.
I'll show you after. It looks dope.
On Patreon, are we allowed to show it or no? Yeah.
What, a gun?
You think
yeah.
so?
Yeah, you can show it right, anyway.
This is so impressive. For real, this will okay. alter your mind.
I'm not sure if
put
it's
put it on
that.
The two shot.
I don't know if it's
is.
That impressive.
It's custom. Who made it? Do you remember who made it?
Well, Mossberg makes the gun.
It's also loaded, so be careful.
It's loaded?
I don't... It's
bro, hold on,
maybe
man.
Let Dan handle this.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe let Dan do this.
You're opening it in my direction.
It definitely shouldn't be loaded. Unless someone
I think you loaded it.
No, I would never leave a gun loaded like that.
Okay.
I'm not wrong.
But I remember you came back from the airport and you didn't have a gun, so you loaded it.
Just don't dump it out everywhere.
Load it?
So it's like that's
pretty. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks too nice to use.
Well, hopefully we don't have to.
Yeah. I disagree.
It's decoration.
Disagree. I like using guns.
Yeah, you know, I like using guns. Who doesn't like using guns? But I just don't. I think that's decoration, right?
It does look nice. The reason I haven't shot it is because it looks cool.
Yeah, it's not decoration.
No, just in case shit gets wild around here.
Well,
so
I mean, what's going to be that wild, bro? What are y'all doing?
Well,
where you need?
I talk
a
lot of shit.
Guitar case.
We talk a lot of shit. We've got a lot of.
I hear that.
Politicians. We've got some very strong opinions about the governments and everything else. Also, got a sign out here on the highway that says "Drinking Bros." So when you pulled up. I don't know any other podcast that just
that's
has
what I was thinking when I was pulling up. I was like, I've never ever seen like you guys are like come and get me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh,
and
man.
So if they do, then boom, we have this. The only problem is those guys will more than likely die.
That's not
first.
Really a problem for me though.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? That's more like, oh no, the
producers died.
Yeah.
Still kind of an issue for you.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it? What do you mean?
I mean, you're gonna have Joel do everything?
No.
That's
no,
true.
Let's take a week
that's
off.
True.
Take a week off, dude.
I don't think he's gonna live. They're not gonna live through it though.
These two?
Have you ever had anyone come up here and try something crazy?
No,
no,
yeah.
Never. Our fans are rad and true because we've done live shows all over the fucking nation.
Yeah,
every single
well,
place you could
fans,
possibly
they're
be.
They're just crazy. Like some people are just fans and they just follow you.
Luckily,
just...
we've never had it, man.
We have crazy fans for
we've
sure.
We've had a couple, Ross.
Just not
but
ones
nobody,
that
nobody's
are threatening
pulled a
to
gun
us.
Or
like
anything.
It's more likely that they would drive their car through the front of a house or something. than attack one of us.
Yeah, that's right, dude. That one guy got so pissed drunk here. Because we own a hard AF seltzer, which is 8%.
Yeah.
People don't know, and then they come and drink it, and then they're like, oh, man, I can drink forever. 8% sneaks up on him. So we did have a listener come in and on the way out hit every single parked car at our old studio and then drive. I mean, he kept driving, kept on going.
Yeah, but dude, that's need to know you had a camera.
That's the laws of physics, right? If something doesn't stop me from doing what I want to do, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That's Newton's fourth law of motion.
We didn't know if he lived or died. So we called a buddy of his later and we were like, hey, man, did you live? And he made it through, so I don't really feel that bad about it. I mean, obviously, the people that got their cars hit, sure, but it wasn't mine.
Yeah, you're going to have to describe what that is.
What?
Feeling bad.
Yeah, for you? Yeah.
About something other than myself.
Sure, yeah. For you, not going to happen.
This would be brewed in Lakeland, Florida.
It sure is. Yeah, yeah.
That was one of my first shows, was Lakeland, Florida. It was the first time I ever featured.
Well, you moved around, 80 times as a kid, something crazy. You ended up kind of in Orlando. Is that your home base?
I ended up in, I guess, Memphis as a kid. When I was 19, I moved to Portland, Oregon. And then when I was turning 20, I moved to Orlando. And I stayed there for like 5 years.
Okay. What's it like being black in Portland?
I'm the only one.
That's it, right?
Well, I have my mom. My mom was there. I had a couple siblings. So then an auntie, an uncle was there. But yeah, there was the only one. I was the only black person in my class.
So if there's white supremacists up there, they're like, we got to get the Lawsons.
Oh, yeah, there are.
It's just like one. It's like four
there
fucking
are
people.
White supremacists up there.
No
there
way.
In Idaho, yeah, and like, Idaho, but
what's
they're
that
like.
That guy, Duke something?
David Duke. Yeah.
He had a whole thing. I remember performing in front of a, you know. Yeah, I just remember, they're there, but...
That should be a good test. You should go to, like, fucking northern Idaho and do shows, and if you can make them laugh...
You're good anywhere, dude.
Maybe bring some security. I feel like they laugh. They'll laugh at me. They'll be like, they'll laugh, and then they'll be like, all right, get out of here. You know, like, you did your job, you know, like, you know, so I mean...
We're real proud of you, but you gotta leave.
Yeah.
Or sundown. You're like, all right, cool, man. Now, we're nice. We'll give you the sheets off our back, but then you got to leave before sundown.
They're using
right?
most of the sheets already.
Yes.
Or at least the pillowcases.
Well, there'll be a couple eye holes through them, but sure.
I used to live in Florida. I love Florida, man. Everything they say about Florida is true, but I like it.
Good and bad.
Yeah,
good and bad. For real.
Good and bad. I think it's great.
It's changed over the years. So I was in the camp that I didn't like it. And then we went there. We sponsor some baseball teams down there and stuff. So we went to Florida a lot over the last few years. And now I love Florida.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, well, I think Florida's got it figured the fuck out as a state. And I don't feel like the rest of the states do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch news. But
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever
I just
you say.
As far as living in state, like, I mean, they were shithole, like strip malls and everything else. Now there's beautiful brand new bars and high rises and all that stuff there.
You think malls are like on their way out because of Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah. No, when's the last time you went? Because of people shooting the place up. But yeah.
Well, that too. Yeah. Because they're shutting down San Francisco, Oakland, Chicago. It's just going to be Amazon. Bezos might be funding all of it.
I hang out in a mall parking lot. Just waiting for something to happen.
He sure does.
All the time.
He was out in front of Dillard's two days ago.
Nothing good ever happens to me. Well, in front of Dillard's, I was waiting for Crab Legs to show up and steal some shit.
That's right.
Wasn't that Dillard's he stole from? Wait, who was that?
Jameis was a, that was a Publix.
Yeah, but somebody, who was it that stole shit? It was a Florida State dude that stole shit from Dillard's.
Oh, from Dillard's, yeah. Well,
what
you have to.
What did he steal?
I think it was a suit, maybe a couple suits.
That's hilarious.
Some buttons up.
He was trying to go for a job interview, and then he got arrested.
Well, he was in college on a football team.
Oh, yeah,
maybe.
Well, back
maybe.
It was before NIL.
That was Peter Warwick.
Peter Warwick. I don't.
Yeah.
He ended up before NIL. That was in like '99.
Yeah, it was a while back.
Oh, but back in '99, you had to steal, dude. The university wouldn't give you shit.
That was after the .com bust, right? So the economy was in the tank. Thanks a lot, Biden.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Who was the next one up?
Oh, <Biden. laughs>
Bush was just as
it
awful.
It was Clinton in '99.
And then Bush was fucking terrible after that. But no, he had to steal.
What
back
do you mean?
You weren't getting NIL.
What do you mean he was terrible?
Bush?
Yeah, he got us into two fucking 20-year long wars,
which is awesome,
dope as fuck.
You loved it.
I loved it.
Think about what a bitch you'd be if you didn't go to Iraq.
That's true,
right?
If you didn't kill all those people, like you actually have Bush to thank for the greatest memories
you
of your life.
People?
No, I hurt somebody's feelings once.
Oh,
a couple hundred of them. But yeah, I mean, look, that happens in war. especially when you're looking for something fake that doesn't exist. And that's Bush, you know?
Oh, no, Bush exists. According to AB, it is exists, and it's on Caitlin Clark. Do you not pay attention to Twitter either?
No, I don't. Why? No,
you got to follow.
Absolutely not.
Just
Caitlin Clark.
Go on Twitter and
Caitlin Clark. She's a basketball player.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
yeah,
go
yeah.
on Twitter and only follow Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown
from the Steelers.
Oh, no, I've seen that.
He says wild shit all the time.
He says something about her being hairy or something.
Yeah, huge bush.
Yeah.
Which he says he doesn't mind. I don't mind it either.
I wouldn't mind it, but we looked up her, like, some pictures of her in bikini and shit on Instagram, and she definitely doesn't have a giant bush. I just wanted to be accurate.
Yeah.
Now, he does something called Cracker of the Day, which I like. It's like
his
least or most favorite white person that day.
Who's the cracker of the day today?
No,
I'd like
way.
To be surprised.
Usually, lately, it's mostly been just insulting Biden for the most part. I don't know why he's on such a kick about that.
But. Well, he's got money. He's trying to protect it. I understand. Inflation's killing everybody.
Does he have
money? Who's the cracker of the day here? I'll tell you if this honky's any good.
Maybe he's been taking a couple of days.
Oh, here we go. All right. Cracker of the day is Roll Tide Willie.
Oh, shit. I know Roots. I know this motherfucker.
Wait, who's this guy?
Is he like a Feinbaum caller?
Yes. Like a longtime listener, caller.
And you're telling me he's got a phone in that fucking metal shack?
Everybody does. Everybody's got some form of phone on him.
Well, I guess all the Iraqis did, yeah.
Zoom into his dick there, Bob. What is that to the left? Is that something in his pocket?
It's something in his hand.
It's absolutely not a
wiener. Oh, it looks like he may have peed himself right there.
Yeah, what is that, Bob?
I think that's Shadow. That's just Shadow.
Shadow from his cock?
Yeah.
His hog's so big it's producing a shadow from the inside of his pants.
Does he have a groundhog penis where it produces a shadow? Tough call there.
If this is his dick, I don't like the way the girth is looking through the pants. So
well, he's
not.
White, Bob. Let's ease up there.
But it's like 8 inches.
It's going to be skinnier.
It's like 8 inches and pencil thick.
Well, maybe he got stung by a bunch of bees.
Sure did. That happens a lot down there in Alabama. A lot.
So what's the caption? Like, what does he say?
Nothing.
It's just his favorite cracker of the day. Mm-hmm. So I think he called in about Saban leaving. He was one of those guys back in the day when Nick Saban left about 3 months ago. I think him and there was a couple other like diehard Alabama fans that always call in, and they were pissed and they wanted the government to do something about stopping kids from transferring.
Yeah.
Because everybody, it's like, obviously you're going to leave.
He wanted the government?
He wanted somebody to step in.
The National Guard.
Shut down players from leaving and transferring to other teams.
The headline on Drudge today is National Guard to protect Jews. Like, if you're Jewish, show up and you get your own National Guardsman protect you.
I want one. Can I convert?
Yeah, you actually can convert, but it's a process.
What's
the process?
I'm not entirely sure, but this whole thing may have blown over by then, so I'm not sure it's worth it.
I just want an online thing. Is there an online Jew where I can just print out a yarmulke, like a 3D printer yarmulke?
You wear a red bracelet.
That's for Kabbalah.
Wait, what's a red bracelet?
That's for Kabbalah.
Yeah, but that's
Judaism. Oh, that's Jewish mysticism. That's not the same.
Kabbalah's not?
Yeah.
I remember Madonna was big into it back in the day.
Yeah, she's totally stable, so you should probably follow in her footsteps.
I think so. Would you still fuck Madonna?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Bullshit.
Good answer.
Pop up her Instagram. You're a liar. You're
maybe
a liar,
I probably am lying. As soon as I see her, I'll...
No, as soon as you see her, those glasses are going to explode on your face.
I mean, if she threw it at me, she's Madonna.
It's Madonna, dude, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first one will play right there.
Get the most airbrushed to shit picture you can find on her own Instagram.
Guys, this is Madonna.
Because
still.
I'm not fucking a picture. I'm fucking that old whore right there. You understand?
Pop up a picture. There we go. Right
there. Find one on the internet, not on her Instagram. Get out of here, man.
Is she taking ecstasy?
That's not what she looks like. No,
it sure is.
That's semen.
That's exactly what she
it's
looks
semen.
Like.
That's pretty... how old is she?
62?
Dude, don't get tricked here. Come on now.
No, Preacher, I'm with you. I'm with you, Preacher.
I mean...
Don't believe this.
I mean, I guess I would do it.
Bob, pull up a real picture of this bitch.
Hey, Preacher, I'm married.
Come on now.
My wife is just here, but
yeah, there we go.
Now.
There we go. Pull up the... this is what she...
Oh, my gosh.
This is what she really
looks
like.
Bob, you did her dirty with this pic,
no,
you son of a bitch.
No, she did herself dirty.
You did Madonna dirty with this.
She looks like a grown-up scary doll from a movie. Mm-hmm. But I would.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
I would.
Thank you, Preacher.
Why, just like...
Thank you. My catalog.
Just to, like, defeat evil? Because that's a reasonable thing to do.
You know, I mean, I think she's Madonna.
Mm. Same. I think you got to do it because it's Madonna.
Yeah, I think if half her face fell off.
Yep, what about Queen Elizabeth?
I felt the same way about Betty White in her final years.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It was Betty White.
Betty White could throw it back, though, to be honest.
I don't think at any point I thought Betty White could get it.
Pull up a picture of Betty White when she was hot.
When she was hot?
Yeah, you were negative 40 years old, I think,
yeah,
at the time.
It was in 19... Pull up Betty White from the 1930s. It'll really shock your mind. You won't believe it. That's good enough.
That's,
well, I want to get body in
it. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to get body in there?
Yeah, there's a picture.
She still looks like a grandma.
She does in this picture.
Well, yeah. That's the times.
No.
You know?
Well, yeah, I guess
you're smoking
it is.
Reds at 2 years old, and then you're drinking whiskey at 4.
There's another picture of her on Reddit somewhere with her spread eagle.
It is, yeah.
But I can't. I think they deleted it.
Yeah, probably. Out of respect for the family.
There's one right there in the middle where she's jamming something into her mouth.
What's that? Is it a hot dog?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
There it is. Jared fucker right here.
Yep. Look at that.
Just for the hot dog.
Oh, that's a big hot dog, too.
Yeah, she took it all down. Glizzy gobbler.
I did a joke about her the night she died, and it didn't work.
She's beloved.
Yeah, people like her. I mean, it wasn't even a mean joke.
What was it?
I just did a joke about how to know who, Betty White was. I thought it was just a thing you said. Mm-hmm. When someone says they did something crazy, it's like, oh, you just climbed Mount Everest by yourself? Who would do that? Betty White, because I know what I'm not doing. See, they didn't laugh. They didn't think it was funny. And it was in front of a lot of people.
White?
Yeah. I was hosting America's Got Talent in Vegas.
Oh, boy.
And so it was just, yeah.
She's beloved by whites, you know?
Everybody likes her. Black people like her.
Really?
Yes.
I was unfamiliar with that.
Golden Girls? Are you kidding me? Thank you for being my friend.
I understand, but they didn't look at it as a 227 ripoff?
I don't know what that is.
It's a black show. Preacher. Well,
maybe,
227 was a spinoff of a different Moving World. On Up. What the fuck's it called?
No, I think it's 227.
The Jeffersons?
The Jeffersons. Yeah, she was the Jeffersons' maid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. It was the same person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big show, though. Jack Kay was on it. When you have one name... You know you fucking made it in
like
this
Sharon
life.
Oprah.
Yeah. There's still comedians with one name, Earthquake.
Yeah.
Wait, is he still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still alive.
For real, he's like a pretty big dude, and he's not white.
So he would have a heart attack.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's like, yeah, pretty much.
He's not that big.
You're Earthquake?
Like, yeah.
Pop up a pic of Earthquake.
You're thinking of someone else.
You think so?
You're thinking of Lavelle Crawford, who lost a bunch of weight. But Earthquake has never been like big. He just always, see, look at him.
He's not.
Oh, yeah,
small.
I am thinking of Lavelle Crawford.
You're thinking of Lavelle Crawford. He lost a bunch of weight.
Ex Tyrone from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That dude's fucking funny as shit.
Yeah.
Earthquake is.
Oh, yeah, he's not that big.
Oh, he's not that big. I'm thinking of somebody else. Yeah. You're right.
He's normal.
I mean, obviously, the stereotype fits for white people, too.
Bernie wasn't big
that.
Either.
Sorry about that. He wasn't.
Like heart disease in the 50s for black dudes.
They don't talk about how great he was enough. The anniversary of his death was a couple weeks ago. Bernie Mac.
Yeah, he was fucking.
God damn it.
Maybe, I don't know, man. I feel like they talk about it a lot about how everyone's like, oh, Bernie Mac's my favorite comedian. And I think he's great. But I think, I wonder what he'd be like now. I don't want anyone to die, but someone who I really miss is Patrice O'Neill.
So that's what I was going to say. In the stand-up community, it's always Patrice. They always talk about Patrice. Yeah. I don't really hear about Bernie Mac, but Patrice, every single person is just like, yo, dude, that was my fucking dude.
Yeah, because I feel like Bernie Mac was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then Patrice had a message, and he was funny.
Yeah.
He had like this point of view. I mean, Bernie Mac had his point of view. But I think Patrice was like really controversial. Like he didn't care. I mean, Bernie Mac didn't care either, but he just did jokes.
Yeah.
So this has been the perfect time for Patrice to be here because there's only one Patrice. I mean, the closest we got to him is Bill Burr. Mm-hmm. But.
Shit, is that it?
That's the closest I can think of to like a Patrice O'Neill. I mean, who would you compare to?
Chappelle, maybe? Where do you live on Chappelle?
Yeah, I guess Chappelle.
Where do you live on Chappelle?
I don't know. Chappelle's more about pushing his point than talking shit about people. Patrice would lay somebody the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different, to me, it's a different style.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Chappelle's more strategic. Like, he kind of, he's like, all right, I want to talk about this, I don't know. I think he tries to be better. But I mean, Patrice kind of just... I don't know. He's just more, like he said, he's just kind of like, this is it. And I feel like
Bill... He's everybody's favorite comedian's comedian. Like, that's it. Like, he's the dude.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Have you met Chappelle?
Yeah, he's super nice.
Is he?
But he was super nice to me.
That's cool.
He was the nicest human being. There's a couple people I met, I was fans of, they weren't nice. And he was someone I wasn't expecting to be nice, and he was just super nice.
Are you allowed to say who wasn't nice?
I'm not going to say.
Come on, man.
I can't say. But I was very sad.
David Duke, he mentioned him earlier.
I'm not a fan of David Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let me.
He's not even that funny.
Not even his early work?
No, he wouldn't even. No. He wouldn't let me in.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah, because there's people I'm fans of, and I'm like, fuck it. I'm not fans of, or I'm like, all right, fuck it.
Like Alec Baldwin?
No. So that's the difference. We were talking about that earlier.
Well, I mean, everybody's fans
of his work.
You see
that video where he slapped that lady last night?
Who?
Alec Baldwin?
He slapped a woman.
Yeah, she deserved it.
I mean, that's not funny, but
it is in the context you see.
Wait, what happened?
She was yelling at him about.
You want to show the video? This video is only like 40 seconds.
Denounce Zionism, free Palestine, just say it and we'll leave you alone. And he just walked over and slapped the phone out of her hand, which is the appropriate response.
Well, we can't tell if he slapped her or just the phone. Either way, I loved it.
It would be way funnier if he had goosed her, like just a little kick right in the stomach, and then Stone Cold stunned that bitch right there.
Yeah. Play this for
Alan, not enough people. Can you please say free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a fucking criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please. No. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Fuck Israel, fuck Zionism. Please say it. One time.
Could you give me one quick favor?
One time. Yeah, dude, you gotta give him that quick jab just to let him know.
Yeah, and this one, so this
Alec Baldwin.
I like how he looked over. He's like, okay, it's this amount of space away from me. And
yeah, we call that a pre-fight indicator,
penis,
right?
Bro?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff around here.
There's a bunch of dicks all over the studio.
What's the problem?
You know, it's right behind me, right? That's Hope Solo's asshole.
I don't know, Obama posted.
Oh, my God.
It is. It is. And that's also her pussy, too. She took the photo herself. I didn't do that.
Yeah, and somebody else made this.
Hope Solo?
Gold medalist?
Two-time.
She was the best goalie in women's soccer history.
Hope Solo?
Do we've got to show her? Man. I feel like we got to show her. You remember her. She's super hot.
Yeah, there's no way that's it.
Yeah, it is.
There's not. Yeah. How would you get that photo?
Wow, Bob, do you want to show them now? I feel like it's mandatory for people who don't know. And then we educate them. We're not just podcast hosts. We're also educators.
Oh, okay.
And this way, you can take this home with you and bank it away forever and decide.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Yep. Why does she have that? Okay.
Well, you'll see. You'll see. Hang on. She did get married to this gentleman. So at the end of the day.
Yeah, but then she had his kids and got arrested for blacking out in the parking lot with him in the back seat. So let's tell the full story here.
I try to remember the positive out of people, whereas Dan does not. And I want to remember her for the positive things she did.
Wait, so this is pictures she sent to her husband?
So she was sending nudes, blasting out nudes. And she took it, well, to somebody she was dating at the time. Yeah. And or potentially trying to get them to date her. We're not real clear on that. There was a thing called the Fappening where they hacked into a bunch of celebrities' phones and took all their nudes out. Jennifer Lawrence, she was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
A ton of people. And so here's the infamous shot there. So you can look right at it.
I mean, I see that.
But do you need to?
I don't like looking at stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's her asshole. And then obviously her pussy. But if you look at the top, she's peeking up over it. And that's to say, hey, all three holes are in the same picture.
Yeah, I wonder if this is a mountain, where's the summit?
Oh.
Is it the
tough call.
Is it the puss or the face? Because the face is kind of in the background, you know what I mean?
She's got a very pretty face.
Climb Mount Asshole.
Yeah, she's got a very pretty face.
To reach Pussy Peak, you know what I mean?
But this photo worked. We've always been curious for years and years on this show why you led with this one.
Do you remember the Flying Butthole Challenge?
Yes.
On Twitter? Did you ever see that shit?
Big
no,
fan.
It was
at the tail end of the, it was a little bit before TikTok got popular, and it was at the tail end of the memes, like planking and all that stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Flying Butthole Challenge was you would set your phone up, front face recording or whatever, recording in your direction on your pillow in bed, and you would run into your room and naked and jump into it, both legs in the air with your asshole. Bob, can you find a video
of
that?
So your asshole would be zoom in on the
like
camera.
Twitter, you can put hardcore porn and shit on. This is pre-Elon Twitter as well.
Yeah.
It's not going to be on there because they banned it.
Oh, did they ban the butthole challenge
that's what I was gonna say.
Twitter?
Of all the stuff.
Son of a bitch.
You're not going to find it on there. I'm telling you. It's probably going to be on Reddit.
What's next? Are they going to take down Abraham Lincoln's fucking encyclopedia? Like, this is stupid, dude.
What?
Wikipedia page? Are they going to take that down?
Yeah, it's not...
Some might argue that the Flying Butthole Challenge was more important than anything George Washington ever did. What did he do for the country?
Started it.
Boo. Next. Somebody else would have done it. But the Flying Butthole Challenge, whoever invented that, that guy should be in the fucking Smithsonian.
See, they're calling it the Running Butthole Challenge. It looks like
the Running Butthole? Well, then you do have to take a running start.
Either way, you know.
I can't believe that's a thing.
Yeah. And then you would put your asshole on the phone itself. So you would hold it up and then go run into it. So, like, obviously, somebody's got a video, right? So let's say I was videoing you.
No, you set it up
run
on
into
your
the room.
You set it up on your pillow and jump into the pillow.
I think with a hand, you need a dude, so you got to really get into that butthole.
Well, this is definitely a dude.
So here it is.
And
right
he's
here.
Using it. He's
watch.
Using
it. About to watch a guy.
Look at this. Boom!
See, he fucked it up. There's a bunch of really good ones on somewhere. I don't know what it is, but that's
it's hard to pull off. And that's why it's so impressive.
It started
preacher.
With only women doing it.
Yeah, I
was
mean,
it really?
Yeah, it was mostly like fucking early OnlyFans girls doing it as a gag to promote their asshole.
No
you know what I mean?
Shit. Okay. How'd you get the name Preacher, by the way?
My mom.
Oh, no.
She was hoping for the best.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, didn't, she, I think she was thinking I was going to be a preacher. She was wrong.
Didn't work out.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a good name. Mean, I'm on stage with a microphone, so she was close.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you're blaspheming shit instead, right?
You said what?
You're blaspheming instead of preaching the gospel.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, but, bro.
What's the difference, though, really? You just got to raise awareness sometimes.
That's it.
Why did you pick up the knife, man?
Oh, it's just like a fidget thing for me.
It's a fidget thing for war. Like, he wishes he was still there. This is a dead world to him. Over there is, you know what I'm saying?
It is a little troubling that you sort of subconsciously grabbed it as you were talking about raising awareness. Like, you just like sometimes.
That's true. Well, he just did this. We did a suicide prevention show with Tulsi Gabbard. Was that 2 days ago you did? So, yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. She might be potentially VP pick. We'll
really?
See. Yeah. She's on the short list right now, so we'll find out.
Who was it between? Her?
I don't know who else was on that list.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, Vivek, that's right.
That's what I thought he was going to pick.
Technically, DeSantis.
Well, he hasn't picked anybody right
technically,
now.
Technically, DeSantis is still on the list.
he's not picking this.
He's not picking DeSantis. No. I don't think so either.
Sarah Sanders, a couple other people.
Okay.
There's six on the short list.
Yeah, but she's cool. She was here a couple weeks ago, did the show, and then those guys went out to Charlotte over the weekend with Tim Kennedy and did a suicide prevention panel show, which was nice. And then we're surprised that he's here every day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's well, good, I'm not going to kill myself.
You don't think so?
I'm going to kill all of you. See what I mean?
We got another buddy of ours, Jack Mandeville. Has Jack told you this story on Softcore History?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, he's gonna Hunter S. Thompson himself. Whenever he gets bored and irritated enough, it's like, today's the day.
I sat down and had a full conversation with him about it the other day.
Who's that?
He's a buddy of ours. Buddy of ours who's comedian. On the show, a comedian. Veteran, and he goes, and I go, Jack, what's the end game here? And he goes, well, and I'm just sick of all of it. I'm just going to sit down, write a note, and then just blow my brains out. And that's the end of it. But he says it in such a happy tone.
Yeah. Was that he serious?
Yeah, it's totally true.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally true.
Does he have kids?
No. And that's why. So that's he doesn't have kids, doesn't have a wife. Probably not going to get one, I would imagine.
How old is he?
What you reckon, 40 for Jack?
I'm about to get somebody pregnant tonight.
Are you?
Oh, I mean, I don't want to feel that way.
Yeah. Don't pull out tonight.
I mean.
Where are you at tonight?
I'm flying to North Carolina.
Oh, shit. That's where we were from. Where at?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I was going to look on my phone, but I guess I don't know where my phone's at.
I have a feeling you're going to be late.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, look, that's just the top of my mind.
That's funny.
So it's either Raleigh, Wilmington, Charlotte. Those are the guesses. Winston-Salem, where are you doing colleges?
I don't know, man. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm at. You know, like, I haven't been home in like 3 weeks.
And no
shit. I got home and then I'm gone again. So I don't know. I'm just kind of on the road, you know?
Yeah, you were doing Kill Tony.
Yeah, that was
yesterday.
Cool. That was dope. That was crazy. I'll do shows on the weekend. People are like, you got to do Kill Tony. And I'm like, I did it like four times.
Yeah.
Why would I do it again? I didn't know they was doing stadiums.
It's fucking wild,
it's
isn't
crazy.
It?
It's crazy.
And people love it. It's sold out here for months.
Yeah.
Months and months and months. Have you done Mothership down there?
Yeah. Well, no, I've only done that show. Just Rogan. Actually, I guess I have did Mothership last night.
Okay.
You know, they put me up. So.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was great, man. I think the crowds there are so educated because if you watch, I mean, they're just like Joe Rogan fans, right? So yep. It's like they just watch all kinds. They're educating in comedy. So it was fun. It was very fun. And I feel like I'm a different style of comedian than, you know, the people out there.
In what way?
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm a little, I mean, I think about, I don't know. I guess I'm like my physicality and I guess they're physical too. And my silly, I just think I'm different. I think everyone's different, but.
Yeah, so I sort of. I think the most interesting one we've had in a while is Ali Sadiq.
Yeah.
Ali was on the show and I was just like, holy
Yeah, he's
shit.
Definitely a different kind of comedian.
Yeah he's our like modern day Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Comedically.
Yeah, comedically, yeah.
Not anything else.
Not anything else.
Well, he was in prison for a little while, so yeah, he got that in common too. Well, yeah.
But he is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I think he's the only comedian I've ever seen write sad stories into his set and experience the emotion on stage in front of you.
Yeah,
right. He'll just sit down on a fucking chair
it's
too.
It's very
Cosby style.
It's very interesting.
Cosby used to do that as well. As a kid, my dad hosted one of his shows for the radio station where they, you know, he would come up and say, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for KZ106, blah blah blah. Here's Bill Cosby," and that's it. You'd off the stage. But we got to go backstage and see it and everything. Bill Cosby, and this is in front of 110,000 people at this festival.
110,000
people. And it was the largest, at the time, they said it was the largest for a stand-up comedian ever. He didn't stand up at all. See that chair over there?
Yeah.
There was a chair sitting out on stage and a microphone that was set up perfectly for him to sit down and do this show. And he did the whole fucking thing from a chair in front of 110,000 people. And, I mean, dying laughing. We're in the South, too. So, like, I mean, it was white, black, you name it. Everybody was there. And, that's like, awesome. He destroyed sitting in a fucking chair. And I was like, God damn. I was a little kid, so I didn't really understand how important it was or what big of a deal that was.
Did he offer you anything to drink?
No. I wish he would have. I wish he would have.
You'd be a rich man now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But the weird thing is, man, he went around and just told every comedian for years and years and years to be clean and to do all this shit.
Yeah, because if you're fucking running a meth lab, you don't want people selling meth out in front of your fucking house.
It's true.
If you're straight raping chicks for 40 years, you can't have people walk around talking about it.
Oh, man.
You definitely can't. How does your mind go with Cosby? Because he is one of the biggest comedians of all time.
Yeah.
Are you able to separate the art from the person?
It's weird. So I am able to do that, but it always comes up. You know, like, I can never not like, Michael Jackson. I can listen to Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. but anytime he comes on, I'm like, pedophile. Like,
same.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
it's just thank
like,
you.
I'm like, go away. I'm trying to tell my mind, but it pops up. So just kind of, that's why I haven't watched any documentaries.
But the music's good though, right?
Music's great.
Like, Noah was a drunk piece of shit, and I'm pretty sure he fucked two of his daughters.
Noah? Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. From the Bible.
So it's like, you know, imperfect people can do good things sometimes. Now, let's not compare Noah to a pedophile, probably. Your mom would not be thrilled about that. But.
She wouldn't, preacher.
No, you're right.
As soon as the opening note comes on from MJ, it's, you know, hold me like the river Jordan. All I think of is him licking the kids' assholes. And I shut down, and I got to turn it off.
You
didn't watch the doc.
Yeah, he didn't watch
it. You didn't watch the doc.
No, I didn't watch it. And
so he had an MO about what he wanted to do with the kids.
What are you doing? Don't tell me anything.
I have to now, preacher.
No, you don't.
We're live. There's nowhere we can go.
You don't have to tell me anything.
You need to know this. You've got a long flight tonight.
I do have it's not that long. Also,
3 hours.
When were you born?
Me?
Yeah.
2003, somewhere in there, I think.
You were not born in 2003,
unclear,
man.
1960, I think, is where I was going to go.
I'm 34, so who knows? I don't really keep track of time or space.
How old do I look? I just want to, because I want to clear something up. How old do I look?
Be honest.
34.
38.
Man, I just look old.
How old are you?
I'm 33. But I get 38.
Well, I said 38 because you mentioned you're going to get a girl pregnant tonight because you don't want to be 40 and childless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But two people said 37 yesterday. So.
Well, yeah. They're, you know, maybe they're racist.
They are.
Bring them in here.
Were they white people?
It's everything is racist, dude. Have you not been paying attention?
Everything is racist.
You know what? I haven't been paying
attention. God damn it. Yeah.
You're stuck in time, though, right? So when you're 60, they'll be like, well, yeah, you're like 40?
Yeah.
That's true. You know what I mean? So you're just not on the right side of it yet.
Yeah, that's how you make someone feel better. You lie to them. Because
it's true. Black don't crack.
Black, you know what? I've seen some, you know, okay. Well, yeah, maybe we don't crack unless we use it.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless we use it.
R.I.P. Whitney.
Do people still use crack? Or is that like no one?
I think
that?
It's all fentanyl now. I don't know if anybody's smoking crack anymore. Yeah, I think it's fentanyl and meth.
Fentanyl and meth.
And meth, yeah. So I was shocked. There was a HBO doc that my wife loves. She hosts this Crime Corner show where they do like crimes and shit like that. Her favorite murder documentary is this thing called The Jinx on HBO. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but it's the only time where a murderer accidentally confesses at the end of the documentary.
Robert, whatever the fuck his name is. What was his name?
Robert Durst.
Durst, yeah.
The Jinx.
Yeah, he's not, by the way, he's not Fred Durst, grandpa or nothing.
I thought he was.
I looked into it.
So it's not true?
I even photoshopped a red hat backwards on his head. And then people are like, no, it's not the same.
Wait, so he confessed the murder?
Yeah,
confessed?
So he was doing a documentary about murders over the years he had been accused of, and then he fucking hot mic'd himself. He went into the bathroom, and he goes, oh, Robert, what did you do? Killed them all, of course.
Yep.
Like, he said that out loud.
Those exact words.
And he's in prison forever now. They finally
convicted him. No, he's dead now.
But
so here's what happens.
But he got convicted, right? Or
yeah, he got convicted. Yeah. So he gets convicted, and my wife was just like, she last night when I got off work late, come home, and she's, you know, we're getting ready to put the kids to bed and all this other stuff. She's like, we got to watch the new one. I was like, there's a new one? He fucking died in 2020 in prison. And I was like, what's new about this? Well, the documentary guys not only left the hot mic in there, didn't tell the fucking police until the finale, by the way. So it picks up with the producers turning him in, essentially, and then they screen the last episode for all the people who got murdered, their family, and then they get their reactions on film to watching this guy admitting to killing their, you know, daughters, wives, all this other shit.
That's kind of glib.
That's what I thought. But
macabre.
As a fucking viewer, I'm all in, dude. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm watching people cry.
That's so messed up, but this is great TV.
It was. I was locked in last night.
Oh,
I was like, oh, shit.
What's this called again?
The Jinx.
And it's on Netflix?
It's on HBO. Well, it's called Max now.
The Jinx.
Yeah. And so last night, they were kind of going through everything that he did. And like, because he was rich, when you're rich, you have access to shit that like nobody else does. He was pulling out like $9,500 out of an ATM every night. So it wouldn't hit the tens so that the feds wouldn't find out. Ditched all of his shit, and he had a fucking full latex rubber mask that was like Hollywood professional shit in a bag. And he was about to go to Cuba. He was about to go to Cuba. But he had to check his voicemail one last time, and that's how the fucking feds got him in a Marriott in New Orleans.
That's the killer on the run version of getting killed in Call of Duty trying to pick up loot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gamers will understand that reference.
Yeah, I don't play video games. I don't play video games. But when you're that rich, you're like, man, how did you get access to a full latex Hollywood mask, dude? It was impressive.
I would have just cut somebody's face off.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store. Mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs. They've even got a new massaging cover that goes over the mattress, or you can just put it on the floor. It comes with a remote control. That's available for pre-order right now. Every single mattress is made in the good old U.S. of A. Doing big things over at Ghostbed. They got a new line with Venus Williams. We've also got a 3-year pay-as-you-go program at checkout, which is nice. So when you pop in that promo code Drinking Bros, not only will that get you 50% off, but then everything that is in that cart, you can stretch it out over 3 years. Take your time. All right? Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Maybe today is the day that you get a brand new bedroom set. You've earned it. Go get one. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Got to tell you about these microfactors. It's not just a multivitamin. It's a convenient daily packet with 6 products included in it that provides you what you need on a daily basis to be healthy. Because let's face it, We all don't eat the way we need to in order to fill the demands of our body. Without getting the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients in us consistently, we're going to struggle to reach any type of health or fitness goal, whether that's weight loss, putting on muscle, getting lean, or just overall being healthy. What's in them? Well, we got the antioxidants, which supports the immune system, multivitamins, which is vital to the proper functioning of all the body systems, probiotics, promotes a healthy gut, the CoQ10 is going to help you with those cardiovascular function and overall heart health, the EFAs and the fruits and veggies, all the things you need in this world comes in a little cardboard box. The trap door shoots out a tiny little plastic pouch. I did take mine before I went on air today, so I don't have to do it on air. All right? That's the thing about vitamins. We forget to take them every day. This takes the guesswork out of it. Let First Form do it for you over there. Also, highly recommend that liver detox they got going on. In case you're boozing over the weekends, going through a hard one, dude. Your liver needs a break. Energy drinks are the best in the biz. Love everything they got over there. Head on over to firstform.com/drinking bros today. You're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. Next up, we got Montana Knife Company. Is that Josh Smith? Is that piece of shit, Josh Smith?
You may not have met him, but you probably saw his dick.
Yeah, well, he's on the show.
You can see it from space.
You can, and I did, when he was on the show, I did see his dick before he walked in and did the show, and then he showed it to me afterwards. That's just the kind of guy he is. He's also the kind of guy that's one of the finest master bladesmiths in the entire world. Montana Knife Company was founded by Josh Smith, who is one of the most experienced bladesmiths in the world. He's been making knives for over 30 years, also a homie in real life. Made in the USA, manufactured locally in Montana. They're designed, tested, and built by hunters. Montana Knife Company is a hunting knife company first and foremost. Sharpest knives out of the box and the easiest knives to sharpen. Montana Knife Company is a young company. They're working hard to keep up with the demands. Montana knives sell out within minutes of being released. So head on over to MontanaKnifeCompany.com to see what's available now. However, for the first time, they are all stocked up. Every knife is in stock right now. I'm going to find out if that's real, Josh. As soon as the show ends, I'm going to look that up, dude. Because if you got the kitchen knives back, well, those are going to sell out in minutes, friend. That's what I got my wife for Christmas. She loves those goddamn things. Right now, you can grab yourself a Blackfoot 2.0, Speed Goat, or a Stonewall Skinner. Use the promo code DB10 for 10% off your first order at MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Promo code DB10. For 10% off your first order over there. Last but not least here today, we got BubsNaturals.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off. Choosing the name Bubs for the brand came easily to Sean and his business partner TJ, as the brand stands for improving overall health and wellness. And Glenn Bub Doherty was always on the mission to find the fountain of youth. Aren't we all? He loved adventure, loved living a healthy lifestyle. Bubs Naturals is a tribute to former Navy SEAL Glenn Bub Doherty, who laid down his life saving Americans in Benghazi. His call sign in the Navy was Bub, and Glenn himself stood for self-improvement, was always looking to help others. That DNA is woven into the Bubs brand. Bubs donates 10% of all profits to charity in Glenn's honor, starting with the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation. On Veterans Day, 100% of the proceeds go to the Glenn Doherty Foundation. What do they have over there? Well, they got the best collagen protein on the planet, bar none. Better than all the other guys. Per serving, looking at 20 grams of protein, all those essential amino acids over there. And in one serving, collagen protein is great for essential joint health, muscle recovery, gut health, and more. They've also got amazing MCT oil powder over there, which will be your new favorite functional coffee creamer. Just drop a couple scoops in the morning. You don't need creamer anymore. Trust me, I know. I'm one of those dudes. I don't drink coffee black. I've got to have it as white as an NBA player's wife. So I pump in a couple scoops of these in the morning, and I'm good to go. It really does whiten it up. MCT oil powder is great for mental focus and energy. And Bubs is the only MCT in the world that is Whole 30 approved. Also, check out their apple vinegar gummies. Pop two of those in your mouth in the morning and you're good to go. Head on over to bubsnaturals.com today and use the promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off. Once again, that is bubsnaturals.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS gets you 20% off. Well,
and
he already
put it
did
on
that.
My face.
He already did that. Killed three people.
That's organic.
Sure is. Killed three
What's
people.
Too much money?
Do you have a number?
More than me.
More than you.
Anybody that's got more money than me is too much.
You think so?
Yeah.
How much money do you have?
Not enough.
Me neither.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. There's a bigger number. Do you have a number at the end of all this?
I don't. I think once you get into tens of millions, then it's just a game.
At that point?
Yeah, it's just a game.
Yeah. It's like playing games, those prompt games back in the day where you just try to see how big you can get the account.
Yeah, because you don't need any more. Mm. They said that you don't need any more money after it was 75,000 like 5 years ago. But I'm sure it's like probably double that now. So probably like if you make 150 grand a year, you probably don't need any more money.
What's happened the last 5 years that would cost something like that?
The middle class is like deleting.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's
inflation.
Like gone.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, well, you're either broke or you're like doing fine.
Super rich.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was at I told this story, but I was in an investor meeting and the guy looked at me across from this dinner table and he said, "Do you have a number in mind where you'd walk away and sell all your shit?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Great, what is it?" And I told him what the number was. And he goes, "No matter what you do in this life, if that's your number, don't go over it. Don't force yourself into a bigger house, a bigger car, a bigger thing and everything else." He goes, "Then you will never, ever be happy. Be happy with whatever that number is. Walk away. And if you do other shit on top of it, then that's icing on the cake. If not, you'll be fucking miserable the rest of your life if you're chasing extra money past that number." And I think that's probably the truest statement I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because with like Rogan, take Rogan, your buddy. Fucking, he's making, what, $250 on that last deal and then $300 on the new one. All the Fear Factor money and everything else. Like, he's going to be close to $1 billion
Definitely a billionaire, right?
Probably pretty close to it.
Yeah. I think he's making somewhere around $100 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, sponsors and, yeah. I mean, bro, but he makes so much. I mean, the door guys at his comedy club get paid so much. The comedians get paid more than any other comedy club.
Really?
Bro, he's just giving money to the like, it's crazy. He's
so
like,
everybody who's met him, friends with him, all that other stuff, and we've had our co-hosts have been on his show before, they said the same thing, man. Like, if he goes out, he'll, you know, pick up dinners, security, anything, tickets to all the shit, and he's just that dude, and he doesn't really care about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like, yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. He has some different money.
Well, why did you really get into it?
Why'd I get into comedy?
Yeah.
I was 17, so I just, you know, I didn't know what else I was going to do. So I just tried it out. When I went on stage, I was like, oh, this is what I want to do. It was great.
And did you think to
That's
yourself?
That's crazy that y'all aren't comedians.
What's that?
That's crazy that y'all aren't comedians.
I used to be long, long time ago.
Oh, you did? You stopped?
Yeah,
why?
I did stand up a long time ago. I started doing movies.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, and I was murdering people in the Middle East.
He was. So that it cuts into your stand-up time when you have to kick in doors and kill a bunch of people every night. Oh. And that's, you know, you just can't get a tight
set. He just doesn't smile after he says any of this.
Yeah.
He just says it.
It's a real life
and
Ron
then he
Swanson.
Has a knife in his hand, bro.
Oh, I've like, got a lot of stuff.
I know you have guns on you and all that stuff. I know, man.
It's all right.
I know. I think you like me, though.
You're a good person.
You're a good person.
Thank you. Yeah, that's
all that matters.
You know what people say that? It's like, I do think I'm a good person, but I think most people are good people.
Yeah,
like
the vast majority. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would know, right?
Yeah, I guess you would. Yeah,
because everything would be chaotic all the time. Like we bitch and moan about how things go, but it's not that.
Yeah,
bad.
It's not even that bad.
It's not bad. And then the other part with the racism shit, because Dan and I have performed, you probably have too, everywhere in this country at this point. Like, God, yeah. It's so rare that we encounter any form of racism out in public. And I mean, shit, I'm talking like, dude, there was one gig I did, and I was in the hood in Alabama, and I was the only white guy there. And they were like, yo, come over to the fucking house, man. Let's just fucking party. And I was
That's all right. That's dangerous, though, because I grew up in a place like that. And you sit down in a circle to smoke weed, and everybody's got their own fucking blunt.
Yeah.
So every time you pass, one gets past you, and all of a sudden you're retarded.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, black people smoke weed differently than white people do.
Dude, those blunts fuck me up, mm-hmm. dude.
You gotta be careful.
You do any drugs?
I don't smoke weed unless I'm with someone famous.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I stopped drinking about a couple years ago.
Who was the last famous person you
smoked?
It.
I mean, yeah. I would have been Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. But I remember I was with Joe Rogan, and he offered me some weed, and I was like, nah, I don't smoke. And then I look back, and I'm like,
should have done
I should have smoked, man. But yeah. I mean, I used to love seltzers. That was my jam. Now they got seltzers for everything, man. It's crazy. I would love to try 8%.
Oh, yeah. Take some with you.
No, I can't.
Take it on the plane. You get on a plane. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, you're supposed to be blackout on a plane, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I don't think that's I do. I go to sleep. I go to bed.
Yeah.
On the plane.
And listen, you can listen to all the fucking new Kanye shit that's coming out.
Does he got new left and right? New songs or something?
It's endless right
now. I hope it's better than fucking Taylor Swift.
You don't like Taylor Swift? Yeah,
no, the new album was terrible.
The new album was terrible?
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Oh, really?
That's
got to suck.
She's been talking a lot of shit, right?
Yeah, she's been kind of massive, too.
I know. It happens. You get too rich. She's got to move on.
It's like fucking Conor McGregor trying to fight.
Is he going to do
it? His heart's just not in it.
He's going to fight.
Yeah, he's going to fight.
It's 302 that he's currently booked for, so it's supposed to be June 29th.
303, yeah. No.
303. Delco, is that going down, actually?
It hasn't been officially announced yet, but
it's been announced. It's announced. Yes, they announced it's going to be Chandler. I think he's going to win.
You think he's going to beat Chandler?
Yeah,
Chandler stinks.
Yeah, really?
He's a better fighter than Chandler, but Chandler's a better athlete.
But when's the last time McGregor fought? You and I were there.
The last time he fought, or the last time he won? The last time he won was Cerrone in 2017
That's
or some
crazy.
Shit.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that was 2017,
or maybe it was 2020.
Like, when did we go to Vegas? Was that the fight where he broke his leg, Delco?
Yeah, it was against Poirier.
Okay, so we were at that one. That's right. Fucking Theo was there. Theo Vaughn was there. I chatted with Theo. He's buddies with fucking Dustin. You ever done Theo's show?
No, I haven't. But I know Theo.
How's he in real life?
He's like that.
Yeah,
he's like he doesn't really. Yeah. He's,
when I chatted with him, I couldn't figure it out. He's one of those guys where you're like, is it a bit or is this
just
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember talking to him like, hey, it's just us.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, hey, you don't got to do it. But that's him.
Like too. I was like,
that's him.
Cool, man. And that's why I always ask people, I was like, what's he like in real life? Because I don't know any real friends that he has either where it's like, you know, shit.
No, he's like that. But he obviously, like most comedians, you know, is you and then you put it times two. You're a caricature of yourself. So that's why I feel with me, like I'm me on stage, but I just put it up a little bit.
Yeah, you're like a better looking Dwight Howard.
How long you been holding that in? How long you been holding that in?
Not at all. Just as I'm staring at you, it kind of clicked in. I was like, damn, dude.
I get that, but I used to get it all the time, and I'm like, yeah, man, Dwight has big shoulders. But now when people bring me up and say I look like Dwight Howard, I don't like it as much.
Because he's gay.
I mean, that's
just
not.
Just say it.
No.
Just say it, preacher. It's
no, fine. No, because he's out the NBA.
No. He's playing very well in China.
What do you mean?
Stats in China.
I don't mind. Oh, is he playing well in China?
Yo.
Oh, well, then now I like it again.
His numbers are, what was he? Didn't he score, Bob, like 58 points last year?
Yeah, he's averaging like 25 rebounds a game or something.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. That's the only reason.
Well, the Chinamen are very small. And it's obviously he's 7 feet.
Bro, they're like massive, though. I've seen the guys he's playing against. They're huge.
Pull up Dwight Howard's stats from the Chinese
He was getting
league.
Bullied by like two dudes, what, man. That
was he on the Shanghai Dragons or something?
Was it a math contest?
No, he's on some other team. I don't even know what the fuck
Try
it is.
To say it.
Give it a shot, Bob. Pick up your chopsticks and give it a shot.
Throw some pots and pans down a fucking hole.
Yeah, throw an egg roll at this set and then try to pronounce it.
Tao Yan.
Oh, Taeyong! Yeah, that was you gotta add an "all" before it. Oh, Taeyong! How many? What was the averaging over in Taeyong?
I'm looking at the stats here.
you a statistician now?
23 points a game.
Beautiful.
Let's just see.
Put him in the league.
I can't see
23 points a game.
Yeah, 23 points a game.
Is it fucking Braille, Bob?
No, it's
Run
just
your
different.
Fingers across.
It's just different than at 12 rebounds a game. Actually, no, 16 rebounds a game. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. So 23 and 16.
Yeah, that's a really good basketball NBA player.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that means he sucks.
Well,
And, I mean, he doesn't suck. Here, obviously, he doesn't suck.
He's got to go against shorter people. As
yeah, he would be great in the NBA. I mean, the Lakers could use him.
Boy, that was a rough one last night. Did you watch that game?
I didn't watch it, but I seen the highlight. I seen the first game and the second game I missed. But you know, they were winning by 20.
It was late.
It's weird how LeBron misses a wide open three to win the game, and he's like, "Yeah, but that foul in the third quarter is what fucked us up." Like, all right, bud, sweet.
They were up by 20 at halftime. I was texting with these guys because I was live lining the whole
thing. Should he have not taken the three?
No, he definitely should have taken
he
it.
He was wide open. When I say wide open, yeah. I mean, if you emptied out the entire studio and it was just you and a basketball, that's how
the
wide open he was.
The nearest defender was probably 8 feet away.
You have to take the shot.
Yeah, you got to take it. He's a good three-point shooter, too. Yeah. And he's a good clutch shooter, too. It just didn't work out
And
for
he
him
made a lot of threes last night, and then that shot came up, and he bricked it.
Well, they actually made a lot of threes last night, right?
Yeah. He did, yeah.
This is a predictable problem for them, though, because they don't have any depth. So, of course, they fall off in the middle of the third quarter and just get – especially against a team like Denver. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, it's going to be Denver and Boston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably. So. Yeah. I don't know how you stop Denver. It's the same thing every time. They go up by 20.
They're down by 20, and then they come back and win.
Minnesota ends up going against Denver. I think
that's a great series.
That's a great series, and that could be a bad matchup for Denver, I think. But if somehow they lose, Minnesota loses.
I don't think Minnesota's going to lose to anybody in that side of the bracket, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would be shocked.
We'll see what happens. They're young.
Minnesota's in their side of the bracket, aren't they? They're going to play in the next round, maybe.
Is that what it is, Bob?
I think.
Minnesota's 2 and Denver's 3. So
it'd be at least the 4.
Yeah, if the 4 seed advances and Oklahoma advances, then...
Denver's 2, by the way.
That's what I said. Denver's 2, Minnesota's 3. And Oklahoma's 1, so the Oklahoma will get the lowest seed because it reshuffles every round. Yeah. So if they both advance and the 4 seed advances in Oklahoma, will get they'll play each other.
Yeah, I think if I would put money on Minnesota, actually.
No shit.
Yeah, I really do.
A lot on this show. I would not.
You wouldn't? I would kind of. I mean, I think that they would be the underdogs.
You're gonna get you'll get good odds on it for sure.
You'll get good odds, but the way that Denver plays as a team. Is unstoppable, and then is it weird that the best player in the NBA is white? Is that weird for you? Is it like, oh shit?
That wasn't weird. It's weird that they're winning the dunk contest now. That's the weird part. I was like, what
that dude
is going
even,
on?
He doesn't even play in the NBA.
I know he doesn't.
McClung, right?
Yeah, Mac McClung.
He plays in the G League still.
Then they just bring him up for the dunk contest, and then he goes back.
Well, they
got to
do something because none of the stars will do the dunk contest anymore.
Yeah, the stars won't do the dunk contest. I mean, All Star is kind of stupid now.
It's the worst. The NBA has the worst All Star weekend of any other sport.
But
nobody watches that one.
No.
Do you know anybody that watches the Pro Bowl?
No, because it's flag football now. Yeah. So they changed it to flag football.
I haven't seen it in like 10 years, I think.
Yeah. They changed it all to flag football. What about Kevin Hart? Have you met Kevin Hart in real life?
Yeah, I met Kevin Hart in real life.
Did you dunk on him?
He's awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah.
He is
really
awesome.
I met him twice.
He's really
funny. Have you met him?
Yeah. He's awesome.
He's really cool. Yeah.
Very inspirational, and he'll sit and talk to you about business and life and everything, and he's that fucking dude, man.
Yeah, he's cool, man.
He's a great guy. I always wonder when a guy like that goes on like a massive tour, are you hoping to get picked like to open up for a Kevin Hart in some of these stadiums?
Absolutely not. I mean, if he asked me, that'd be cool. I'll do it. But I mean, I'm not hoping to get picked. I'm just doing my own shows because there's people that come to, I don't want to open up for another comedian. I mean, it's a stadium tour. So if he asked me, absolutely, that would be awesome. I think I've looked up to him for a long time, but that's not a goal for me. My goal is to do my own stadium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a stadium period, though? Because it's so fucking loud that usually you have to scream to try to entertain everybody. And
no, I think
really
it's a bad
fucking
show.
Hard. So do I.
Yeah, I think it's a bad show. I just want to do it to see what it's like. Yeah. But I do think it's a bad show, especially for the audience. But I think the best shows are like the 50 people low ceiling, comedy clubs. Those are great. You ever been to like the Cellar?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
man,
yeah.
Those are like that's awesome right there.
Yeah, that's gone. Now. Or Caroline's is gone.
Caroline's is gone.
It's gone. But I watched Bill Burr do Red Rocks on Netflix.
Oh man,
him and I are Bill Burr fans in real life, and he's came in and recorded in the studio and all that other shit. We love Bill Burr.
Yeah,
but on that special, he's screaming to 30,000 people, and it's tough, man.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I didn't like it just because it's not.
Man, I loved it.
You did?
I loved it. I didn't like his.
The only reason I didn't like it is because he had to scream so loud and talk over people, and then there was so many people that were fucked up in the crowd. that it's so hard to control, dude.
I think live it wouldn't be as fun. But I think watching the recording, it was kind of like, I guess I did, I don't know. I just was so focused on his material, which he, it's funny because he does Bill Burr. He's still doing Bill Burr,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he just finds a way, the new way to, you know, to do it. And he was just, I thought it was awesome. There's some specials that I didn't like, but I mean, I've liked every special, but like one.
Are you, do you got one coming down the pike here for like a Netflix or an HBO or anything? Or are you going YouTube?
I mean, I'm on. I got my first special on Amazon Prime, and then I have my one on YouTube. I just dropped last month, and then I'm my third one. I'm touring with right now. So
okay.
We'll see what happens. We'll see if you know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, because everybody I feel like is trying to do stadiums now that you know Bill Burr, Tom Segura, Schultz. Jesus Christ, Andrew Schultz is doing. He just did the Forum for like three nights in a row the other night.
Oh, did he?
Holy shit.
The Forum?
The Forum, dude, in L.A.
That's crazy.
It's a big arena.
But I think you have to do, if you notice a lot of people when they do stadiums, they do it twice at minimum. Mm-hmm. Because if you do it the first time, you're not making money.
Oh, is that what it is?
You don't really make that much money. I mean, the open Madison Square Garden is $250,000. That's to open it up.
No shit.
So like the lights, the staff, and all that. So a lot of times you'll see them do two shows. They're like, oh, two shows. So it's kind of crazy. So
because of the loading and the equipment and all that stuff?
The loading, the equipment, the staff. You got to, you know, the people in the selling the popcorn, the lights, you know, it costs $250,250,000 just to open the doors.
God damn. So what do you set your ticket prices at for that?
I don't know. I have never done that.
I don't know that we've seen. Have we ever seen somebody in a huge stadium before?
I never have. I wouldn't go to that for a comedy show.
I think the biggest you and I have ever been to was, ironically, Bill Burr up the street at Nutty Brown. Yeah. But Nutty Brown was like, what, 3,000 or 4,000 people? It was small.
No, it wasn't even that big. I don't think.
Yeah, maybe 4,000.
Maybe 1,500.
Well, I say small,
I mean, it's
because
it's a big outdoor venue.
You look at the Forum where you're just like, Jesus Christ.
How much is the Forum?
20. 20 to 20.
18 or 20. 18 to 22, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
It's a basketball arena, right?
Last time I was there, it used to be the Lakers arena before they went to Staples. Last time I was there was for a fucking Pearl Jam concert. So you want to think about how big it is. Like, that's how big it is.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
You get in there and you're like, holy shit.
Andrew Schultz is like, that's crazy. I remember in, I think it was like 2019, this dude is like, he hit me up. He's like, how are you captioning your videos? He asked me that. And then he like just blew up, and then I remember I had more followers, and he like blew up and got more followers, and he's just like just watching them. And I was like, man, I wonder if he's going to do like stadiums, and then he three nights. It's kind of crazy. He works so hard. This man is a psycho.
Yeah, he's great.
Akash is on Joe Rogan today, I think.
Is he?
Yeah,
Akash. So, but we love Akash. He's been on here.
I was hanging out with him yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
He's so fucking funny and smart.
You can put him in your pocket, man.
I know, little tiny guy.
I want to have him on my shoulder, just sitting on my shoulder and saying weird racist shit all the time.
Yeah, we gave him a magic carpet when he left.
Just like making fun of
the show last time, and he flew right out.
Just have him on my shoulder making fun of white people all day.
Yeah,
how fucking funny would that be?
Yep. And then just listening to the Aladdin soundtrack.
Just say, have you met Akash?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Hey, Kimberly. Or whatever. He's pretty good. He's pretty good off the cuff.
Great, man.
No, shit. I'd tell you who it was. Chris Rock. I saw Chris Rock in a... That was the only stand-up I've seen in a big arena where I was like, holy shit.
Do you think you walk up on Chris Rock too aggressive, he flinches now? Or is he like...
Yes.
You think he's over it?
No, fuck no, he's not over it. Would you get over it?
If someone slapped me, if Will Smith slapped me
at the Oscars,
I would have failed immediately.
You think so, huh?
And landed on a paycheck.
Oh boy,
yeah. That's been discussed before. Yeah. And he was like, "I'm fucking rich enough, and I'm not suing. I'm not doing."
Does it change things?
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking from my perspective, but you know, I think he did the best. I think he did the best thing.
Yeah,
the only thing I didn't like is the way he reacted on his special. I wish I would have heard more of how he felt. You know, like during, before, and after all that stuff. But he just kind of went off on him.
I think just kind of dissecting his career and some things he went through in the past, he knew that it was going to define his life. And that's all that, unfortunately, that's if you think of Chris Rock and the one great thing or the one thing in his life,
right?
It's going to be getting slapped by Will Smith at the Oscars and then the rest of his shit. And that's what's unfortunate.
Yeah, but at this point, Will Smith's mostly going to be known for Murder in the Room, right? For getting drilled in his butthole.
That's number two on mine. I still
is that a pun or a joke or
What's that? Oh, no. I wish it was. God damn it. I should have just taken the credit for it.
Of his asshole.
No, yes, because of his asshole.
That's where poop comes from?
Yeah. You heard about that, right? That Will Smith was...
Will Smith being gay?
Yeah.
I guess he's... I don't know. I don't know how true that is.
Well, allegedly... It was his best friend.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. His best friend seems like he's pretty bitter right now.
Yeah, he does.
It's hard to believe.
What about Carl Winslow, the dad from Family Matters?
Yeah,
allegedly,
do you believe that?
Allegedly did he fucked him.
Allegedly? Oh, okay.
For money.
Oh, did he? How did he?
Yeah, there it is.
But wait, so how do we know that you said that?
It was some employee.
Oh, hold on. Chill. Oh,
Bob,
you know what that is, right?
That's why I didn't put my headphones on.
Oh, man. Nice try, though. You got me.
Nice motherfucker. Try, baby.
I mean, we're with headphones today.
Yeah.
On two.
Hey, get out of here, man.
Bob, you son of a bitch. Okay. I didn't need Meek Mill having sex with Diddy today. God
that's not
damn
real,
it,
though,
man.
No, it's definitely not real.
It's not
Come
real,
on.
Man.
We don't know.
Now we know.
No, but no, this funny story that came out yesterday was that he fucked the dad from Family Matters.
For money, though. That was the weird part.
For money.
Yeah, like Carl.
No. Diddy paid him.
Yeah, exactly.
Diddy paid
him. Yeah.
Diddy paid him, and then he had sex with the dad from Family Matters.
Yeah, but he kind of looks like he's okay with that.
We discussed that.
He's a career bachelor.
Yeah.
Right? Now, he says he's not gay.
Who says he's not gay?
Carl from
Reginald. Well, then he's Reginald. Not gay then.
Reginald
well, who
Bell
said
Johnson.
Who said he did?
There was a podcast where they went into it yesterday. Actually, it's a comedian. You might know him. A comedian said it. Bob, you want to pull up that clip? He can put his headphones on.
You think they all know each other? Comedians?
No, but he's black. You know, guys, I know most of the white people there are out there in the world. All right?
Yeah.
I do. Okay? My seventh grade aunt was Betsy Ross. Yeah. I was fucking named after the Ross family, okay? That's my goddamn family, all right? So, yes, all of us whites come from the same place in Pennsylvania eventually, all right?
I don't even know the people in my neighborhood.
Really?
No.
Go out into the community, dude.
No, I will not, no.
Go out in the community.
No, I built...
Put your headphones on for this. Tell me if you know who this is. This was the interview yesterday about it.
Just jump right back into that Meek Mill video.
Did he fuck Carl Winslow? We was at the party.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we just chilling and shit like that. And me,
he messed up my childhood when he told me that.
Everybody know me, right?
Right.
I'm a goofy nigga. I'm funny and stuff like that. So I hear a nigga just wearing out some shit. I'm like, huh? Like hearing that, I'm like, on 6-0, who's wearing this bitch out?
Right.
Nigga, I kick in the door. Poof. Kick in the door. Nigga, I seen Carl Winslow put his
head up. That's the father. Ain't that the father from Family Matters?
Yeah.
No way.
The dad.
Yeah.
I swear to God, dad homies, neighborhood crib. So when I seen that,
man.
And then
so who's piping Carl? Diddy?
Yeah, yes. Diddy was. So when I seen that, cuz right, Diddy came back and he was telling me, he was like, it's nothing more enjoyable than having a man do something for some money. I'm like, cuz that shit crazy.
Oh, nah, that's
see, like when Diddy fucked.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that is, but no.
True or false? You think that happened?
I mean...
Why tell a story that wild and think that you could get away with it wasn't?
You've never been accused of rape before, have you?
Not yet. Knock on wood.
People
Jesus
tell stories
Christ,
all
man.
The time,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, dude.
And I believe all of it.
I've been married for 13 years, so no, dude. And that's why. Because I don't want to be accused
the whole
of it.
Time.
There's a girl, there's a listener in here right now, dude.
That's
and
not a listener.
Is that Kelsey?
Yeah.
Kelsey without makeup. Kelsey.
What?
Wow.
Kelsey. I'm kidding. Kelsey, but yeah, go back in the back, throw some paint on the barn. I didn't even recognize you. You still look beautiful.
That whole time you were playing that video, I was thinking about Urkel on 9/11 saying, did I do that? I don't know why. I don't know why
I don't know why they chose that photo. That's disrespectful.
For which one?
That's the shock of like, oh, I got caught having sex with Diddy. But if the planes did crash into the towers and it was Urkel down from below looking
no,
up
No, it's
saying,
him
did
in
I
a parachute and he's like cartoon style floating down side to side. Oh, did I do
Oh, you
that?
Think he made it out in time before the planes crashed into the building?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not sure.
I
but,
mean, he's still around. Jaleel White's still a dude. We had him on the show two years
great.
Ago.
He's great. He's a very nice human and
he's a nice
and
guy.
A decent looking guy.
Big Lakers fan.
Huge Lakers fan.
Yeah.
It's not going to be amped when they lose 4-0, though.
No. Yeah, they're getting
swept.
Wiped out.
Yeah.
Maybe no, maybe a gentleman's sweep, but I think Denver wants to make a point, to be honest.
Yep, me too. Preacher, Now's the point in the show we get to this thing called the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Oh, man, that's crazy. Someone that's inspired me and helped me become the man I am today.
Bill Cosby.
Shout out to my brother, Justin Lawson.
Justin Lawson. Where's
your actual brother?
He's my actual brother.
I got to ask.
You got to ask. What does Justin do?
He's a comedian.
He's a comedian too?
Yeah. Oh, is he funny?
Is he traveling?
Is he funnier than you or are you funnier than him?
I mean, it depends on if we're what we're doing. If we're roasting, then he's going to be funny.
I see.
He's funnier than roasting. He just drew.
I'm just fidgeting, man.
You can keep the knife. Preacher, do you want the knife for the plane?
It'd be fun if I drew a line this way. Don't come on my side of the table.
he's my brother. He's a comedian. He's in L.A.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
Is there stuff on, is he got shit on social?
Yeah, but it's not good. I mean, you can watch it, but.
He needs a guy to fucking get his shit
done. Yeah, you have like a million fucking followers and all that shit on yours. He doesn't ever call you and be like, yo, Preacher, how'd you do this?
Nah, he doesn't. He posts like once every 3 months or something. I beg this dude to post.
He just likes going into the club and fucking people up.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
He's definitely not me. He's a different version. Mm. He's a more mean
version
of
you.
I'm like happy, smiley, and he's more serious. But he's still funny. But
he's the Shaq and you're the Dwight. Just saying.
Shaq is silly though. Yeah, it's probably so you're probably
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the gay version of my brother.
I thought you were talking about Dwight from The Office.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, Schrute?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's good at basketball.
Are you a Mennonite or anything?
A Mennonite.
Yeah.
I know what that is, but if I didn't, how would you say, how would you explain what a Mennonite is?
Well, it's
an Amish person, but they use electronics sometimes.
Sometimes.
Or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Why'd you pin me down on
it? If it's a vibrator, they're allowed to turn it on, but only for like 13 minutes or something like that. And then they got to take out the plug and the batteries.
They're laughing, so you're trolling me.
So. No, well, yeah, it's not. Nothing in what I just said is true statement. Okay. No idea about the Amish. Once I entered Rumspringa, I didn't go back to the community anymore after that. I just kept plowing.
Okay. Well, I'm not a Mennonite.
Okay.
So.
Well, there's still time. Don't roll it out.
More of a noon guy. Yeah. But
wait, what? What does that mean?
What y'all just said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything we just said.
I tuned you out.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes ago.
It's fine.
10 minutes ago? Yeah. You asked the question within that 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, but that's just my brain on autopilot. That's my brain on autopilot. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a me thing here on this one. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Preacher Lawson on everything. I'm on Craigslist, Backpage. You know, come find me.
On the back page there on Craigslist?
Backpage. No, they shut Backpage down. Yeah, I use that regularly. No. You're in Hickory, North Carolina tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Thursday, you are in Cornelius, North Carolina, which is something I've never fucking heard of.
Me neither.
See, that's why I didn't remember it.
So good fucking luck, bud.
Cornelius.
Thank you.
Named after Don Cornelius. That was his hometown. So when you go there, you'll get to, they preserved everything in the house like Soul Train.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll have a very
good time. Oh, is that the Soul Train guy?
It sure is, yeah. R.I.P.
Before we end the show, I just want to say, isn't that cool how I just tricked y'all to talking out of Michael Jackson? Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I did that, right?
I didn't say that again.
I was so smooth, man. I'm the king of gaslighting. Anyway.
He tricked us out of Michael Jackson.
Because he was trying to explain something. I was like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
And then
Oh, he licked kids' assholes.
Yeah, he did. So he would make them hold the bedpost with two hands. And then he would just lick their assholes and jack off, and that was Michael's thing.
Oh, man.
You're welcome, Preacher.
Can't fight the football for one.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Sorry, had to end the show on that.
Did it.
We appreciate being here, Preacher. See him in North Carolina.
Oh, man.
And check out his social media.
That's horrible.
For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.